Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on this fine Monday morning. Hopefully you had a restful weekend in the studio as usual. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is always black and white.
Yes.
And where we always have that solid rock to lean on.
Absolutely. And we love pointing, shedding the light of truth on the lies, and they are abundant in the world that we live in today.
Yes, they are. The good news, though, I mean, other than the gospel, is that, geez, across the whole news landscape, there's some good things happening. I mean,
yeah,
it's surprising to see it. I think it all stems from the fact that the American people have had enough time to think about how bad this is,
right,
and to organize, regroup,
yep,
and start fighting back against this communist coup and everything involved with it.
Absolutely.
So,
and
yes,
the globalist power grab. The people are pushing back around the world now. They're saying enough is enough.
Yes, that's
with
right.
This, with the restrictions. Denmark, I guess, just dropped all of its restrictions.
Right. And so did Sweden.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Two of them now have pulled their heads out.
And about 10 days ago, Britain, the same thing in Britain, but not a peep in any of the slipstream media.
Still.
Anywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just like silence. And so this is, you know, being leaked out through alternative conservative news sites, and it's confirmed, and it's viral, it's all over the place. They can't shut it down fast enough.
Right.
And I think this was the Surgeon General just over the weekend, I believe it was, that said that the big tech needs to do more. They're not doing enough to shut down the COVID misinformation. They're losing control. They can't keep track. It's getting away from them.
Right.
You know, Canada with the truckers shutting down Ottawa and, well, I think Toronto. I mean, and now another big trucker rally being planned in the United States. You know, this is on, oh, geez, it's on Zero Hedge. It's on Breitbart. It's just all over the place. The information is getting out there and the people have had enough.
Right, exactly. And, you know, in the past history of communism, what has always been their controlling factor is their ability to have complete control over the media.
Absolutely.
And that is no longer the case. And so I think that is a wily snake that they hadn't even really considered as being one of their primary staples in control.
Right.
And in this day and era when, like you're saying, it's just coming out everywhere. You know, they can't quash all the little fires. You know, it just every time they close one down, another one opens up. You know, I mean, like the whole Trump rally that was down in Conroe, Texas over the weekend, that,
oh, yeah,
was posted on Rumble. Who cares that YouTube doesn't want to post it?
Right.
Who cares? We'll all watch it on Rumble. And
yep,
if for some reason they're able to shut down Rumble, we'll just go to Getter. You know, I mean, it just
yeah,
keeps going from one to the next to the next. They're not going to be able to keep this under control.
Well, they have become so drunk on the power that this COVID scamdemic has given them.
Yep.
That they finally got their magic little this thing that gave them all this power that they could not dream of, how to pull this off, how to get this much power in this short period of time on a global scale, and they found it. So they're losing it now. They're losing their grip, and so these are very desperate, power hungry people. So, you know, you have to, you can't underestimate how creative they can be. You know, what other crisis?
Nor can you underestimate how cruel they can be.
Absolutely.
Lives do not matter to those people.
Right.
They could care less about what what race anybody is. All they're concerned about is control over the natural resources, the water, the food supply, everything that will give them ultimate power, as well as wealth redistribution or the theft of all of our wealth, right? And so as far as you know, what they will have to do in order to maintain that control, it's kind of like the bottom line with any war. The bottom line is who is willing to kill women and children, right?
Yeah, who's
that,
willing
that
to
always
be the,
tends to be the victor.
Yeah, who's willing to be more ruthless than the next guy?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And so that's always been the drawing line is the more moral side always tends to lose in these vicious wars. And a communist is nothing but vicious. If they could be defined as anything else, I don't know what it would be.
Vicious and ruthless and murderous.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, history has just shown that over and over.
Yeah.
So when you have Marxists in power, why would they be anything different than everything we've learned about them from history?
Right.
That's why we're so just diametrically opposed to them, and that's why we talk about this so much, because it's the root of these people's ideology
is evil.
We've studied it and we know where it comes from. We've seen where it's gone. Right now there's this big kind of tug of war between Europe, which is more Soviet and communist than Russia.
Yeah,
right. Russia's the bad guys. Now the latest information out there is that now they have blood, like for blood transfusions. I mean, they've brought, extra blood up to the battle lines, which is a definite sign of,
they're getting ready. Yep.
And Russia is saying, what? This is disinformation. This is meant to strike fear into people. We don't want a war. We're willing to fight for our nation's best interests. We don't want a war. We don't need a war, but we just need, we will if we have to, but the blood, all the blood supplies being brought up to the front lines is a lie.
Oh, wow.
And so you now have – there's so much swirling information. You don't know who to believe, what to believe. I mean, you got to admit, President Putin and all of the top-level people, they're former Soviets. They were masters of disinformation.
Right.
So naturally, they're going to deny everything, anything and everything – that doesn't put them in a favorable light. But then on the West, NATO and these other countries are so overridden with Marxists, you can't believe what they say either.
Right.
So it goes back to what you're saying. Monochromatic Monday. It's black and white. The truth of God is black and white.
Black and white.
Trust what you can verify.
Yep.
Trust information that comes from sources that you have known to be reliable and have trusted over time.
And stick with them.
And trust the word of God.
That's right.
Everything else, take it with a grain of salt. And ultimately, it doesn't matter. I know there's a lot of that information flowing back and forth about how Russia is getting ready. We should all be civil defense minded, as far as I'm concerned. That should have never changed since the 50s.
Yep.
Store up on food, have extra fuel, be prepared to be self-reliant, and to be able to communicate with your community and share information and look out for each other.
But, even more, I would like to see people rise up and block our 8,000 troops that are headed off to defend somebody else's border while our border's hanging wide open. We can't get anybody to stop any of that. 5 million people this last year came across the border that we don't even know who they are.
Those are conservative estimates.
Yes, and that's what Trump was talking about in his rally this weekend.
Yeah.
5 million undocumented, just big question marks. Who are they? Where'd they come from? We have no idea. And murder has gone up 1,900% since this last year when Biden has taken over control of the office. He's not the president. He's just
He's a puppet for the dark
coup
deep
puppet.
State.
But since the regime has taken over, that we've seen an increase in the murder rate of 1,900%.
Wow.
So that's a stunning figure in and of itself. And that shows exactly who has been allowed to come over our border without any vetting. All of those 5 million people, whoever they have been, they have increased the murder rate by that much.
Right. Well, and then just even without the border situation, just the breakdown of the rule of law And the messaging of, you know, the anti-police messaging, the breakdown of the rule of law in the cities, basically the criminal element has been given a green light. The list keeps growing in all of these cities for crimes that they say publicly, we will not prosecute for these crimes because, well, they're racist, because they target minorities, or we don't have the resources, or, you know, whatever the reason or excuse is. And so, yeah, in all of the cities, even without the migrant situation, I've seen multiple reports of, you know, the murder rates and crime rates skyrocketing. Add to that the border crisis that you're talking about, you know, driving that up there. And this is a systematic destruction of the beacon on the hill, the world superpower, America, that has been the symbol of, you know, freedom and
right. Well, and I have an article here. I'm obviously not going to cover it yet, but it says that the cartels have operational control of the U.S. border and they're terrorizing the United States people down there. And and so, wow. Hello, anybody?
I think we are. Well, obviously the solution, if you have a border that's militarized, the response should be to activate 8,000 of our military and send them to Ukraine.
Right. Yes. If you're being accused by your own staff of peeing on the carpet, that's exactly what your response would be. And so, you know, they tried to take the dog out and it's still happening. So, like I said, he's not the president. He's the pee resident.
And on top of that, they got rid of their... They finally took down the barbed wire because you can see through it. Now, you know, you have concrete walls going up around the White House. So,
yeah, right. Well, and, you know, you were saying just a little bit ago about these evil, wicked people are willing to up the ante in ways that moral society won't. And so we have to be prepared for what they're willing to do to keep this power. And so one of those instances, you know, is we're watching George Soros pouring $125 million into the super PAC ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. And so this guy can't even leave China because there are nations that
have warrants out
for his arrest the second he leaves their border. And yet he's allowed to pour $125 million into an election in the United States. I don't think that's legal.
All those ballot stuffers and ballot harvesters, you got to pay them.
Well, right? Yeah, who else is going to pay China for all those ballots, right?
Now more information is coming out on camera where one of these ballot harvester guys fans it all out. There's like multiple ballots. Fans it out, takes a selfie of himself with it and dumps it in the drop-off ballot. Yeah, they caught it on CCTV camera. So more of these are coming out.
And see, that's interesting because the Georgia Secretary of State is now calling for the release of the secret report on Dominion as well. So, you know, I think that's a good thing that's happening. And then a Pennsylvania court strikes down the no-excuse mail-in voting law. And then we've also got federal prosecutors probing false electoral college submissions. So there are some really, really productive things happening in terms of election integrity and getting a hold of these runaway Stalin duplicate type elections that we've got going on where we have not had the power of the vote for the past 20 years. And it's all been under our noses and we keep going, why did they, really? How did that awful person just get reelected again? We all know they're awful.
Right.
And we all know nobody voted for them, yet they're in there because the vote said so, right? Well, it's been a heist. It's been a heist this whole time. And so now that we're finally getting, you know, starting to realize this and the light is being shown on the fact that we've been having stolen elections for 20 years.
Oh,
they're
stolen.
And they're duplicates of Stalin method.
Absolutely. So, well, I got more to cover on that, too. Dinesh D'Souza just released a trailer for a video he's got coming out that exposes all these ballot harvesters and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll talk about that after the break. But well, let's do the word of the day.
Yes, the word of the day. The
show is getting away from us.
I know. Well, I'm so pleased with seeing the American people finally getting their stuff together and you know, beginning to fight back. Woohoo!
Right.
I think it might also have something to do with the fact that we had repentance and the beginning of revival.
I
very
do
first thing in January, because this is the kind of thing that the Lord shows his hand through,
right.
You know, where things start working in a positive direction. And everything good is because of God.
We had to regroup though, because admittedly, we saw a lot of evidence coming out exposing voter fraud.
Right.
And boom, video's gone.
Yep.
You know, where'd that person go? The person said, I will sign an affidavit. This is what I witnessed, or this is what I delivered, or,
yeah.
and then they're gone. It's nowhere to be found. It's off the news. It's off YouTube. It's off of Twitter. And so the American people had to kind of back up, regroup, and their normal outlet for alternative information was
right.
getting cut off.
Right.
Now we've had alternatives step up over the last year, and I think people are starting to utilize that more. They had to kind of adjust. So
right.
now we're seeing that come forward.
Yeah, the 2020 election was such a kick in the teeth to all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about being set back.
It was a shock to the world.
But not forever.
That's right.
Our resilience is starting to shine back through. So I'm revived in that optimism.
About time.
So, yeah, no kidding.
All right.
Well, so the word of the day comes to us for Monochromatic Monday from Psalm 63, verses 1 through 5, which read, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. And that's it.
Wow.
Well, and because this is going to be such an awesome year for the church, it is. This is about seeking first the kingdom, and because God is good, because God is so good and has always been our rock and our shield, and
yep.
And for us to acknowledge that and be as close to him and in the word as much as we can possibly be this year.
Agreed.
That, you know, that we rejuvenate our relationship with him of one to central in our lives. Central
yes.
in every aspect of our lives. And this weekend was really cool because you and I were listening to a sermon. I don't even remember who it was that said it now, but they had mentioned, oh, it was Jonathan Kahn who had said that he wanted to be so close to the Lord that he wanted God in every single aspect of his life from when he was, making breakfast to when he was washing his clothes. He wanted to be in conversation
oh, yeah.
with Jesus. That he wanted while he's driving down the road, he wanted to be in conversation with
yeah.
He wanted him
taking out the trash.
He wanted
he's
him yes
with,
yeah. yeah, that's right. He's in every last aspect of your life. You're conversing in your thoughts with him, and he's not separated from you in any stage of your daily life.
Right.
And that is bringing him into your world and vice versa. Because
right.
as it says, you know, if you reach up to God, he reaches back down to you.
Yes.
And so, but you have to be the instigator to that.
You know, in my, man, I've just really experienced a heavy change in the last couple of months as you've, you know, seen and
right.
witnessed. But in my pre-dawn prayer tent, you know,
right.
that I have going on.
Yep.
In my notes that I review, you know, these series of prayers and things that, you know, scriptures that have really just grabbed me in the last, you know, many weeks, right in there is seek ye first the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
And, or the kingdom of God. And really make that the first thing. All of these other things and needs and everything will take place if you seek first the kingdom.
That's right.
And so that's right in my prayer notes. It's like right in front of me as a daily reminder, because we're getting to the point now where I mean, you know, these, it seems like the globalists are losing ground and the people are rising up, but these are very desperate people. And so that's they're right. capable of anything. And we're going to, you know, we're just going to need the Lord like never before.
Right.
This generation is, some amazing things are going to happen in the church. I believe, like you said.
I totally believe that. Yeah. And also, I mean, that's what we're talking about, like with the 10 virgins. Five are foolish and five are prepared by right. having the oil in their lamps when the time is necessary, right?
Right.
And always being prepared. Well, what that means is that half of the church will be ready and the other half will not
right.
be ready. So we're talking 50% of the church will not be ready at the point of rapture. They won't have oil in their lamps. And what that means is that they will not have the Holy Spirit in their daily lives. They will right. not, they aren't going to be able to hear his voice. They're not going to be watching for signs. They're going to be distracted by the world.
Right.
And so 50% of the church is a staggering figure. And so when they say, be sure that you have your oil lamps full and ready, that means that you have your heart full of the Holy Spirit, that the fruits of the Spirit are coming out in your actions right. daily. I mean, everybody that knows you is going to know that you're joyful, that you're hopeful, that you're encouraging them, that you help people, that you help the poor, that yourself is not the center of your world.
Right.
That you're trying to be more like the Lord and a representative of the Lord and shining like a beacon to everybody around
yeah,
you.
That's right.
That's how you know you've got your oil in your lamp and that you're staying prepared and watchful.
Right.
And so as much as you can keep that in the front of your mind every day, keep your oil lamp full. That's yeah. what that means.
Yep. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Now we could talk about this for an hour.
Oh,
there's,
easy.
There's so
oh,
much.
Easy.
Yeah.
It's yep.
bubbling over. With
I know.
So much
I know.
More I want to say
exciting.
And add to that. Anyway, well, we are running long, so let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break with a couple messages for you guys, and then we'll be back with segment two and close things out with a short segment two. But you're listening to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on Spokane's 96.5 FM or the AM dial at 630 or the live stream. And segment one is brought to you by Prepping 2.0 with the podcast to help take your preps to the next level with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher there behind the microphone at prepping2-0.com. And we'll be right back after this.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
And lastly, obligation number 8. Dedicate a part of your everyday life to the bringing of these requirements of American citizenship to the attention of fellow students, fellow workers, neighbors, and friends.
All right, welcome back to segment 2. Segment 2 brought to you by U.S. Law Shield. It is legal defense for self-defense. It is self-defense insurance. For just $11 a month for our listeners and our Ameron members who use the affiliate code by going to radiofreeredoubt.com and clicking on the U.S. Law Shield banner over on the right-hand side with all the banners there. Scroll down till you find that. That will get you that discounted rate. So in all 50 states, they have coverage, and there are no caps. There are no deductibles. It's $11 a month, and it will save you tens of thousands of dollars if you find yourself in a situation where you have to defend yourself. Something that I wanted to point out, this is so cool. Scottish data shows that COVID case rate is the highest among fully vaccinated, the lowest among the unvaccinated. This is something, this is at Natural News, and I picked this up at the, I think, the Gateway Pundit. But this is just another affirmation of what, you know, what we already know. But here's some really good news. You guys remember this couple that had the bakery sweet cakes in Oregon that didn't want to make a wedding cake for a couple of lesbians who were wanted to have this pretend wedding.
Right.
And so they actually got this hate crime equality thing that Oregon had going on, $135,000 fine.
Wow.
So it pretty much put them down. But this is really great. An Oregon Court of Appeals overturned the $135,000 fine for the bakery. This is just really cool. In an opinion released Wednesday, January 26th, the court upheld its original 2017 decision against the couple, Aaron and Melissa Klein, then doing business as Sweet Cakes by Melissa. And so this got the court overturned the previous approval of $60,000 in non-economic damages and $75,000 to Rachel Bowman Cryer, both awarded by an administrative law judge in the bureau. So anyway, this is really good news. I don't have time to go into the whole thing, but you know, you can read more at the Gateway Pundit. It's actually also a Redoubt report. And we're just very, very delighted to see that happen.
That's outstanding. Yep. I'm so glad to hear that. And I hope that those people had never actually paid any part of that fine up till now.
That's right.
Because how would they ever get it back? You know, it's hard to say. But just the fact that it's overturned. Oh my gosh! But that was years of their lives,
just
completely thrown under the bus, and you can't get yours back.
Right.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
But so this will still, we'll take the victories where we can. All things will be made right one day. So,
they will, without a doubt.
That to look forward to.
Well, and to close this out, I'll quickly point out a little bit more of the article. Federal prosecutors probing false electoral college submissions in several states. And gosh, that's just as much good news as we could hope for right now. Because if they're false submissions in several states, that means that they say the falsely declared former president Donald Trump is not the winner, right? But he, that would mean that he actually is. So this, we'll cover more of this tomorrow. I'm just super excited about that.
Yeah, tons we didn't get a chance to get to, but we covered a lot. So,
yes.
All right, join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.